This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal government places top priority on ensuring safety of Nepalese residing in West Asia region following escalating tensions. Foreign Ministry forms emergency response team to coordinate necessary measures for safety of Nepalese in the region. Election Commission seeks clarification from 95 candidates and political parties on violation of election code of conduct. And Israel and U.S. forces continue strikes on Iran as reported death toll in Iran rises to 787. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has placed a top priority on ensuring the safety of Nepalese residing in the West Asia region. At a press conference organized today by the Minister of Foreign Affairs to provide updates on recent developments in West Asia and the condition of Nepalese. There, Chief of the Middle East, West Asia and Africa Division of the Ministry, Ramkaji Khadka, informed that Nepalese working in various countries, as well as those in transit, are safe. Division Chief Khadka also said that the Nepali citizens are being contacted through 10 diplomatic missions and their situation remains normal and secure so far. He also stated that an emergency response team has been formed to coordinate necessary measures for the safety of Nepalese. According to the information received so far, around 1,000 Nepalese are currently in transit while traveling through different countries. The ministry has also launched an online portal to collect details of Nepalese working in conflict-hit countries and to facilitate assistance and rescue if needed. Director General of the Consular Department, Durpata Sapkota, said that the portal has been brought into operation to gather information about Nepalese status, provide necessary support and carry out rescue efforts in view of the current situation. With the portal now in operation, Nepali citizens have been urged to promptly update their details through the respective embassies. In the first phase, the ministry has requested Nepalese who are stranded at airports while returning home from various countries, those whose visa have expired or whose visas were cancelled by their companies after purchasing return tickets, to submit their personal details, contact information and current status through the portal. Speaking at the press conference, ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Padal Chhatri urged Nepalese in the West Asia region not to be misled by rumors or misinformation amid rising tensions and to rely on official information while staying in the contact with the concerned embassies. On the occasion, spokesperson Chhatri also informed that the body of the Divashrest of Gurkha, who died in Iranian attack in the UAE, will be brought to Nepal once flight operations return to normal. The Election Commission has said that the voters must take their voter ID cards or Nepali citizenship certificate with them to polling centres to vote in the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th. The Commission stated that a national identity card, passport, land ownership certificate or driving licence will be valid for voting voters whose names are listed in the final voter list published by the Commission and who have turned 18 years of age by the 4th of this month will be allowed to cast their vote at their designated polling centres, the Election Commission said. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has sought clarifications from 95 election candidates and political parties on violation of election code of conduct, which is in the effect for the House of Representatives elections. As many as 454 complaints were received so far at the Election Commission. Among those from which the clarifications were sought, 62 furnished responses. Six of them have been asked justification again, according to Sitapun Shrestha, assistant spokesperson at the Election Commission. In addition to political parties and their candidates, journalists, media houses and the governed and non-governed organizations were also sought clarification. The Election Commission has cancelled the candidacy of a candidate who filed his candidacy for the House of Representatives member election scheduled for March 5th. The Election Commission has cancelled the candidacy of Kishori Shah Kamal, who had filed the candidacy from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party in Dhanusha District Constituency No. 1. The Election Commission Assistant Spokesperson Kul Bahadur JC said that Saha's candidacy was disqualified in accordance to the Section 13C of the House of Representatives Election Act. The Nepal Oil Corporation NOC has urged the general public not to store petroleum products unnecessarily, stating that the import of petroleum products was regular. NOC Executive Director Chandika Prasad Bhatt urged the public not to store the petroleum products unnecessarily since that could cause risk of accident, adding that the supply of the petroleum products was regular and would remain the same also during the election period. In a notice on Monday, he said that the import of petroleum products is uninterrupted through the pipeline. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एट दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Supreme Court will remain open during the 3-day election holidays announced by the government starting March 4th. The Apex Court will also stay open on the 8th of March as a public holiday marking International Women's Day. According to the Supreme Court Administration, services will be provided for a specified period to ensure the continuity of hearings related to writs of habeas corpus. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Israeli and U.S. forces continue their assault on Iran as the death toll rises to 787 people, according to Al Jazeera. The Israeli army also intensifies their attacks on Lebanon and has launched a new ground incursion into the country's south. Saudi authorities saying that two drones hit the U.S. embassy in Riyadh, causing a limited fire and minor damage. Iran has also struck emergency infrastructures across Gulf, sending global oil and gas prices sharply higher. Qatar's state-owned petroleum company has suspended all LNG production after two of its facilities were hit. Iran also continues to attack sites across Israel, with the Israeli military reporting missile interceptions over West Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Eilat. At least 10 people were reported to have been killed in Israel since Saturday. The United States has shut down several of its diplomatic missions across the Middle East and Gulf and ordered non-essential staff and their families to leave some countries amid ongoing regional military tensions. The U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, was closed on Tuesday with all routine and emergency appointments cancelled until further notice. Meanwhile, the U.N. Human Rights Chief said on Tuesday that he was deeply shocked by how the war in the Middle East was affecting civilians, with fear and panic spreading across the region. Volker Turk called for all parties to come to their senses and bring the conflict to an end. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be hazy at a few places in the Torai region. Partly cloudy conditions are expected over the hilly and mountainous regions of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the weather will remain mainly fair over the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government places top priority on ensuring safety of Nepalese residing in West Asia region following escalating tensions. Foreign Ministry forms emergency response team to coordinate necessary measures for safety of Nepalese in the region. Election Commission seeks clarification from 95 candidates and political parties on violation of election code of conduct. And Israel and U.S. forces continue strikes on Iran as reported. Death toll in Iran rises to 787. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.